In darkness, two survivors of a shipwreck cling to a cliff face. Fellow passengers try desperately to hold on to the rocks below. These terrifying scenes unfolding on the shore of the Greek island of Kythira. Rescuers try to bring another man to safety with a life belt, but in rough seas and with little purchase, he falls back into the water. Incredibly, rescuers manage to save 80 people in the dark in 70 kilometer an hour winds. The survivors were brought to a nearby school for welcome shelter and rest. Several had travelled from Afghanistan. They said the captain had lost his way, the boat swept onto the rocks.
It was a small ship, not for all these people. We were about 95 people, but the ship was just for 20 or 30 persons.
Most of women died, and then young guys and old men. We couldn't do anything for them. We saw just how they died.
Hundreds of kilometers to the east, on the island of Lesbos, there were similar scenes. A dinghy carrying around 40 people had capsized in the heavy seas. Images from the hospital showed some of those rescued, young women from Africa. The Greek government praised emergency crews for saving so many.
People who were thrown by senseless smugglers into the raging waters of the Aegean Sea on boats that do not meet any safety standards. Such irresponsible behaviour, and at the same time the misdemeanours of Turkey, from whose shores these boats set sail, unfortunately lead to tragedies.
Off Kythira on Thursday, grim evidence of the overnight tragedy. Among the wreckage, a number of bodies. The Turkish government has recently accused Greece of using its ships to turn back migrant boats, endangering lives. After a sharp reduction in recent years of asylum seekers sailing from Turkey to Greece, the numbers and the risks are beginning to rise once more. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera.